This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're talking Cowboys with you coming up in 20 minutes. LA Live at 5:40. We're an hour away from talking with Sandler about tonight's Rangers and Mets game with the pregame coming up at 6:30. Here's the Chief with a stroll through the world of hoop.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out and put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when you get to see a man live out the American dream.
Buy a home?
The way Monty Williams is doing right now.
Bought 100 homes.
All the homes, man. All the real estate. Monty Williams let go today as the head coach of the Detroit Pistons. Probably the best thing that's ever happened to him in his career. I mean, I imagine shortly after joining those Detroit Pistons, he quickly was filled with regret outside of the direct deposit payday because he was the highest paid coach in the history of the sport, at least at the time, with a six-year, $78.5 million deal. This is last offseason that he gets this. Now, then Detroit goes on an epic, historical, disgusting run of losing basketball games. In fact, they won less games during the regular season this year than the Boston Celtics did just in the postseason.
Wow.
The Celtics had 16 postseason wins, obviously winning the title, and the Detroit Pistons had 14 total wins on the season. But this Monty Williams situation is just incredible because in May of last year, he gets fired by the Phoenix Suns, and he secured a $20 million buyout. Then the next month, gets hired by Detroit, gets the six-year, almost $80 million deal, largest contract in NBA history at the time. And then today, just 1 year later, he gets fired by Detroit, but he secures a $65 million buyout.
So weird with the timing. Why now? Why not immediately after the season?
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Do you do now?
And then, we thought so much of this guy, but now we think so little of him that we're willing to eat $60 million to say goodbye to him?
It's incredible.
It is weird.
No doubt, no confusion as to why they've been one of the most pathetic organizations for, 20 years running now?
Yeah.
Since they won it like in 04?
Yeah, outside of that, and then in 05, I think they went back to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then from there, I think it was just everything, because they were already pretty old at that point. They had a bunch of veteran dudes on that team.
Billups, Hamilton, Wallace.
Not been able to do anything. Both Wallaces.
Yeah.
Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah,
good player. So, yeah, Detroit's a disaster. But Monty Williams, what a dream, man. What an absolute dream.
Maybe the Lakers go after him now.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Now you have the options. We can now seriously retire. You know, we can just totally shut it down. Seriously. Or I can double dip.
Yeah.
You know, after a year off, I'm going to be a hot candidate on the coaching market just like I was before I got this job. So,
yeah, it's whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. He was probably already there anyways before this, but now he absolutely is yeah. surefire. John Krasinski, who covers Minnesota sports teams, actually had this little nugget. Monty Williams will make more to not coach over the next 5 years than what Dan Hurley would have made to coach the Lakers had he accepted their offer. Oh, man, the Lakers continue to be hilarious. We've had Rich Paul, the Clutch Sports confidant for LeBron James and the LeBron James family. And that includes Bronny at this point. Speaking to ESPN, he says, in addition to the Lakers and Suns, there are three other teams showing interest in Bronny. One of those teams is the Dallas Mavericks with their 58th overall pick in this upcoming NBA draft. The quote, Nico Harrison is like an uncle to Bronny. That's directly from Rich Paul. So very interesting situation there. We'll see. I mean, will Bronny even last to 58? I would kind of doubt that. I would assume one of these teams will pick him up before
no way he makes it.
The Mavericks clearly having some interest in him with the Nico relationship, and that's part of what you like, why you brought Nico in the first place, the type of right. relationships he has. If you're considered an uncle to Bronny James, that's a heck of a relationship that you can now try and capitalize on. You've already seen the relationship work out with the Kyrie stuff. So, and Rich Paul says that LeBron James is off the idea of playing with Bronny. So he says, yeah. if he does, he does, but there's no deal that if LA drafts Bronny at 55, LeBron will be re-signing. If that was the case, I'd force LA to take him at 17. That's what he says. He says the Lakers can draft Bronny and LeBron may not re-sign. LeBron is not going to Phoenix for the minimum. Let's squash that now.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it, you know, the opportunity to make $50 or $60 million per year from LeBron James is greater than his desire to play with his son. He's talking about it significantly different as well, saying, you know, the young man's going to make a decision for himself. I think he wants Bronny to have his own career, have his own thing, instead of like having it to be, you know, tied into what dad is doing. Then you're going to look at his career like you're only here because of dad. You know, so I think it's kind of a sensitive a dad situation where you're kind of trying to encourage your son to have his own journey and not overshadow him as he's trying to have his moment getting drafted and everything. You want that to be special for him, not because you, you know. So I think there's a lot going on, but no doubt, of course, any parent would love to spend as much time possible with their kid. And as they're getting to 19, 20 years old, they're wanting to be independent. Sure. So a lot of dynamics going on there.
Yeah, it'd be really cool, of course, you know, for them to play together. But I also think it kind of limits the amount of teams that could draft you. And I think now you're starting to see Rich Paul and company really try and let's drive up the interest here. We're open to playing for more teams. Now, to your point earlier, like, well, he's only working out for still a select few. Maybe he needs to open up the workouts a little bit here, too.
Absolutely. Now, do you want him on the Mavs if you're not getting LeBron?
No, I don't. I mean, from what I understand about the player, I don't think he's going to be very impactful.
I mean, with pick 58.
Pick 58, exactly. When you're taking a guy that may or may not make the team anyway, I throw a flyer on it. I just assume somebody's going to take him before pick 58 is on the clock for the Mavericks.
Yeah, I would as well. But at pick 58, I wouldn't have an issue with it at all. I don't know what you'd be passing up if there's another guy that you think is just has so much more potential or whatever at that point in the draft. But I would have no issue with it, even if it didn't mean bring LeBron here. You did, with the new CBA stuff, you can now re-sign with your team as quickly as now that the NBA Finals are over. So Pascal Siakam intends to sign a new four-year max deal, $190 million with the Pacers. So that'll be a big name guy that is no longer going to be on the free agent market. The 2024 NBA Finals had a decline in viewership compared to last year, dropping by 11% and by 12% from the year prior to that. So nonetheless, they say the finals has now gone 5 years without a single game hitting the 14 million viewership mark, a figure that they say even the World Series has reached more recently, which was in 2021. So, I mean, I think, you know, a couple of these games, especially by the end, were out of hand. And that has, you know, a lot to do with it. But
yeah. Yeah, I think there's that. The Mavs obviously aren't a massive NBA market. and then, you know, by itself. But then outside, I don't know how many folks are Mavs fans, but I think bigger than that, Chief, this is, you know, kind of what the NBA has created with more parity. We want more different champions. So you don't get the storylines building. You don't get guys that are larger than life. If you win a championship and then don't get back to the finals because we've built a league for parity, how many legends are we going to have? That's what people are tuning in for. This guy's going for his fourth ring. This team is unbeatable. They won 73 regular season games. That's what you're trading in for, you know, maybe the profit of more teams feeling like they can win it. More of those core fan bases feeling like this could be our year.
Wow. Is the parity...
Yeah, because it was all dynasties.
The in the sport
it was good
the
Lakers,
for the, sport.
The Spurs, the Warriors. You had the Heat run. I mean, it seemed like it was Cavs, Warriors every year for a period there. So,
and who doesn't want to watch LeBron, Steph? But then when you get to the Mavs, which, no disrespect, I think they're a great basketball team, great organization, but there's not a lot of people waking up in Omaha, Nebraska being like, yeah, the Mavs are my team. It's just not a national sports brand.
Right.
And then for the Celtics, their best player can't even average 20 points per game in the final. So, like, what are you tuning in for other than people in the cities or that love basketball?
Yeah, I think all of that is extremely fair. It's good when you have a dominant, dynastic sort of team or a legendary superstar that keeps getting back there, and now the entire country is familiar with him. Maybe they're pulling for him or maybe they're hate-watching him, but either way, they're watching. I do think there's some downsides to where the parity is right now in
like
the sport.
Denver lost Bruce Brown and Jeff Green. Right. Oh, salary cap casualties. That's their depth that made them, I think, you know, solid enough to withstand anything.
Mm-hmm.
You take those guys off the court. Now your size and your perimeter defense, all of a sudden Anthony Edwards is dropping 40 on you every other night.
And you've had, at least in recent years, the superstars for said teams are international superstars, right? Giannis, Jokic. I don't know if that has anything to do with it either.
Luka,
and I know for a fact, I've got friends that are like, I can't watch the Mavericks. They just don't like Luka. He just annoys people. There's a lot of people that will turn it off because they hate just watching Luka.
Hmm. What do you guys think right now? I have the odds for next year's NBA MVP.
Oh, Luka's got to be the favorite, right?
I bet Tatum's the favorite. There's a Jokic.
It's Luka.
It is? Let's go.
Luka is a slight favorite at plus 325 right now. And then the Joker is Nikola Jokic is plus 350. Then it's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander from OKC. Ooh. Then it's Giannis, Embiid, Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson, and then Jason Tatum.
Are they putting Embiid on there?
Well,
he's not gonna stay healthy.
Yeah, the health factor for sure. But his regular season numbers have been... I mean, he's been in the MVP conversation in a huge way over the last, I guess, two.
I guess I'm still in a finals brand. I thought this was for finals MVP.
Oh, no.
I did not think this was for regular season MVP. Yeah. I'm thinking Embiid ain't making the finals.
I feel you on that. Yeah, no, this is that's for the regular season MVP. But right now, Luka is the favorite. Here's some sound, because obviously there were tons of criticism thrown Luka's way over the course of the last week or so, for sure. And plenty of it warranted, but I think... We discussed here at length just how amazing he actually is, and it's nitpicking to some extent. You're trying to get this guy to be a champion, and he's already one of these incredible... I mean, he's the favorite to be the MVP next year. Yeah. So he puts the team on his back. He is a absolute monster. But there were some fair criticisms. But listen to Zach Lowe on a conversation with Mike Greenberg on Get Up ESPN this morning.
So that does feel like another legitimate area for criticism and maybe necessity for growth.
And it cost them points in game three of the finals, which is the one he ended up fouling out in a series in which they had no margin for error as the underdog. And look, UD talked about challenging him. They've talked to him about complaining to the refs 1,000 times in Dallas. They've talked about his conditioning, I'm sure, 1,000 times in Dallas. He can get better at those things. He will get better at those things. He's not the first player that's had to get better at them. Yes. We don't want to be having these conversations about him when he's 30, 31, 32 and be like, are we still talking about this? And there's been players that are in the league today and out of the league today that's been the case. But any discussion about Luka and what he is and what he isn't should start with these two things. They are nowhere without him. They are not in the finals without him. They are not in the conference finals without him. He is an MVP candidate every single year, every single season. And he is maybe the single most feared player in the league to game plan against. And that includes the Celtics. When you talk to Celtics coaches in the finals about this, man, we can't wait to get done with this dude. If we can just wrap this up, this dude is scary.
Yeah, I mean, he has put himself, I mean, he's in the all-time great conversation, which is why we're holding him to a standard of, like, what else can you do to put yourself into arguably the best player in the history of the sport? I mean, what he did this playoff run, an exclusive club, 600-plus points, 150 rebounds, 150 assists in a single postseason. It's him, it's Jokic, it's LeBron, it's Bird. That's it in the history of the sport. It's unbelievable what he just did.
Yeah, it is. He strikes fear.
It is. I just don't want to let him off the hook as far as the standard for what it's going to take to win a championship. And, you know, that's what really sports is all about is you know, winning it all. And if you have guys on your team that aren't doing whatever is, you know, necessary to get that done, I think you got to hold them accountable. You know, all the great teams hold each other accountable. The Mavs are trying. I think this is a massive storyline. Like, will you not take advantage of your talent? Will you not hit your potential because you can't focus in these big moments? I think he's got a lot of toxicity in his competitiveness, and it distracts him. And what we learned in the finals was there isn't a big enough moment that's bigger than his ego. When things aren't going well, he does not give a single crap about you might give up two easy three-point shots. He has been embarrassed by not being anointed as the god of basketball again by the referees. You know, somebody had the gall to actually have a good defensive possession against him and stop him, and he can't stand that feeling. So I'm confident now, though, after watching the trajectory of this story for the last couple of months, the Mavs know what it is, and they're treating it with the appropriate amount of seriousness.
Well, happy 46th birthday to the big German. The Diggler, Dirk Nowitzki.
Legend.
I saw a stat of the day for you. Dirk, by over 1,000 made jump shots, he's the all-time leader in most jump shots made in NBA history.
Wow.
I did not know that about
That's
him.
That's amazing.
I know it's obviously a bit of a compiler sort of stat, the longevity of Dirk, but still, and he did it at a 49% clip, which is only better than Kevin Durant when it comes to effective field goal percentage on jump shots. So
wow.
He made the most, and he did it at an extremely efficient clip. Dirk, we love you.
We love you, Dirk.
Thank you, Chief. Are the Cowboys doomed either way when it comes to this? It's coming up next, the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Time to hit the expressway. We take you commercial-free to the top every night at this time. Rangers baseball's coming up in about an hour and 5 minutes. LA Live is now just 14 minutes away. Segment of the GBAG Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org, and it's brought to you by the on-time experts. So Bill Barnwell wrote about the Cowboys and their contract situation with Dak Prescott today. And in this article, he asks, are the Cowboys doomed either way on this Prescott contract? Either you do the deal, you know, somewhere around $60 million a season for quarterback, maybe, 25% of the salary cap or something like that. Or you let him go, and now you are in, hey, we don't have quarterback land, which can turn into decades of pain and suffering. Doomed either way at 877-881-1053, or is there a clear answer between those two choices that you would take? What do you say, Wolchek? Where you come out on this one with just one season to go? Got a lame duck coach and a lame duck quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I still find it hard to believe the Cowboys are going to be open to going into quarterback purgatory, because I just don't see them being kind of similar to what the Steelers are dealing with. Like, Mike Tomlin's going to have them a 9-1 football team. So you're picking 20th overall in the first round, you take a Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out. He's not very good, right? So, like, I'm not opposed to the idea, since we've seen now ultimately the playoff record is 2-5. I think when you are at a certain point in your career and it hasn't been done, history shows you it's unlikely that it will be done. So it's going to be an interesting decision. I don't know that $60 million is where I'd like to go. I think that it's rich, and we're having issues right now across the board paying quarterbacks, but I still feel like the Cowboys are ultimately going to sign Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Wolchek. I mean, Broadus has us feeling like, okay, this is really a coin flip situation. I think he just put himself over the 50-50. It's 51-49, according to Broadus, that Dak is not going to be here moving forward. And I have the same reservations as you, Wolchek, about them really being interested in getting into that quarterback abyss, if you will. And do they trust their own evaluation of quarterbacks, being that Romo was a very lucky situation and Dak was as well?
Yeah, like, they want to take other players that turned out to be way worse. But Paxton Lynch, Connor Cook.
But for me, I think we've seen now the sample size is large enough to know what you have in Dak, which is a very good quarterback, but not a quarterback that's going to be able to be good enough to win here and make up for the deficiencies that the roster inevitably is going to have, and then just the general culture. Like, you have maybe one of the best leader, or a top five leader, so to speak, in the sport, and even he can't get this entire culture mindset switched to what it needs to be a championship level team.
Yeah, and I think fan sentiment is going to get worse. I mean, at the end of this last year's run, it was anger and outrage, even your legends. I think the way that this season is shaping up to go, unless you just knock it out of the park with your draft class, it's going to be disappointing.
Right, and there is, if you're looking for a way to try and add hope, a new quarterback does do that, right? The unknown you have hope for. So regardless of Cowboy fans, no matter who the quarterback is, if it's a rookie that they bring in. I mean, I remember feeling that way with Dak moving on from Romo. I'm like, man, maybe Dak can go ahead and break this curse. You dealt with the same thing under Romo. Romo couldn't win in the postseason either.
Yeah, no, I remember that feeling of hope, and that's what I want, is the chance to do something different, especially with how much they've painted themselves into the corner with the salary cap. I mean, you're already going to have this contract end and spend multiple seasons paying off the dead cap money from previous contracts. Same things happens with Zach Martin. You're paying off Tyron Smith, paying Zeke twice this year. I mean, delaying the hits on those contracts for the last 5 or 6 years, trying to get the Super Bowl done, has put them in a situation where, to me, letting the quarterback go is kind of a get out of jail card on that. Like, wow, we're up against it and we're going to give our guy 60. We're never going to get to a spot where we feel good about making an all-in move. We got to let somebody go. And to me, it's like, do you want to let the 15th best quarterback in the NFL go, or the best pass rusher, or the second or third best wide receiver? It's clear, you know, anybody in the top half of quarterbacks in the NFL is going to get an insane bag of money. And there might only be actually one of them that can win. once that check is written. That is a cruel reality of the economy of how football is working. And I just hope the Cowboys are willing to be shrewd businessmen about, you know, deciding what's in the best chances of getting that Super Bowl done.
And a lot of the texts are, okay, Trey Lance. They're going to start Trey Lance. Well, can Trey Lance do what Dak is doing for a fraction of the price?
No.
Trey Lance is also going to be a free agent. You're going to have to make a decision of, do you want to pay Trey Lance? Now, he's not going to be $60 million, but if Trey Lance shows you that he's capable of being a starting quarterback in the NFL, how much do you think you're going to pay Trey Lance?
25, 30, you know? And
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely not doing that.
In this situation, like, Dak gets hurt midseason and Trey Lance comes in and goes like 5-3.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the more likely scenario is obviously the Cowboys will have the best understanding of what he is or what he may be, but we're all still going to be having questions about what is Trey Lance. I don't see, unless barring an unforeseen, super unfortunate injury situation, there's no expectation that you should be seeing enough of him to garner any idea that he could be a $25 to $30 million starter. I like the idea of, like, okay, this is a, I don't know, this is like a $10 million. You're getting like basically backup money for a 1 year opportunity here, Trey Lance. Yeah. I would have no problem with doing something like that. But I mean, geez, I'd rather pay Dak 60 than just pay Trey Lance 30. That would be useless.
The path to victory, I think the most likely one for this team is to get into the rookie quarterback game where you're drafting guys and trying to find the next Brock Purdy who can give you close to Pro Bowl level play for a couple of million bucks a year. That's the only way this front office is going to get that done.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I would be fine with assuming you play Dak out this year. The Cowboys are somewhere in a 9 to 11 win team. You're picking in the 20s. You're probably not going to have the chance at the quarterback that you really like and what is likely to be a underwhelming quarterback class as well. So this wouldn't be the year that you want to maybe try and go get your quarterback of the future, but a one-year run of Trey Lance at respectable, like, $10 million salary money, okay, now we'll see where this goes. Maybe Trey Lance reaches the potential that many thought he had when he was picked in the top five a few years ago.
Yep,
or he sucks, and now you're picking in the top five, and now you go get your quarterback.
And you're playing a risky game there too, right? I mean, a lot of these guys have not panned out that have been you've taken in the top 10. Justin Fields, top 10 pick, right? Bryce Young, number one overall. People are like, is that dude a bust already? So it is. I mean, it's risky to move on from an established good quarterback, but you are kind of now in a situation where we got to make that decision. And Shador right now is rumored to be the top quarterback in next year's draft. That could be a fascinating storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Does Prime end up saying, like, we only want to play for the Cowboys if they are in the market for a quarterback?
I would love that, you know, and players taking their future into their hands is a bigger and bigger thing these days. Bronny James is doing some of that. I could definitely see Deion and Shador doing something like that. And, you know, that would be amazing if you could be picking in the middle of the first round and, like, the top quarterback's like, nope, I'm only going to you.
Pulls a full Eli Manning on
you. Yeah, so you get to sit there. Okay, that was fascinating to hear Brian say 51-49, leaning towards maybe Dak not coming back. That's fascinating. At this point, I do want Mike McCarthy long-term to be the head coach, and I think there's a good chance of that, even if they would go 9-8 next year, because Jerry's comfort is such a big part of the equation. I don't think they could likely do better than Mike McCarthy. I mean, what he's done three years in a row, that's pretty difficult to pull off with any organization, and you have fairly smooth waters under Mike McCarthy. I mean, obviously, you know, if you could choose anyone from a media perspective, you get the guy in Detroit, right? The OC there,
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, in terms of guys that are likely to be candidates, yeah, he would be right there around the top of the list, absolutely.
But I couldn't trust that the Cowboys want to go that route. I don't even know if they have that level of awareness.
I don't trust them that they'll find a good replacement for Dak. I wouldn't trust that they'll find a replacement for McCarthy either necessarily, but I'm willing to risk it because I don't trust that any type of if Super Bowl championship is what you want, then I think you know that Dak and McCarthy is not the head coach quarterback duo that's getting it done. So I'll risk it with whatever else happens to be. Maybe you can get lucky and find a gem head coach and or quarterback. because I don't think you have it now. So if you're just, if you're comfortable with the playoffs, that's totally fine. Pay $60 million to the quarterback and know that you're gonna be in the playoffs. But that just, I'm over it now. Like, this era is done. Now, a half decade of being a bottom feeder and having crappy quarterbacks and an awful head coach, you might start longing for the days of a quarterback like Dak. But
you
guess
will,
what?
Yeah.
I think you'll be able to go get them. Quarterbacks are moving all over the place. You can find just solid quarterbacks to get you to the playoffs pretty much anywhere, dude, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
But I'm just raising my hand saying I'm sick of watching this. I don't trust what's on the other side, but I know I'm sick of watching this. So let's go for it.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions got Goff. The Rams got Stafford. There's all kind of quarterbacks moving around. I think that's a great point. How about this tribute to Willie Mays, who's passed on at the age of 93? CBS Sports has five stats that define the legendary career. 24 All-Star games. Now, at one point, he was in the big leagues when they did two All-Star games, but he played in every one from 1954 to 1973. It's unbelievable. Of course, the 660 home runs. Who was it? Ted Williams, a legend in his own right, said they invented the All-Star game for Willie Mays. That's quite a quote. 12 Gold Glove Awards. That's just crazy. 156.2 wins above replacement. That is fifth all-time. The godfather of Barry Bonds. And 168 AL-NL games entering his age 23 season. Began his career as a member of the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues before signing with the then New York Giants. Appeared in 155 MLB games with the Giants before reporting for military service in 1952 before being drafted during the Korean War. Wouldn't return to an MLB field until 1954, his age 23 season. So it could have even been, you know, a few seasons worth of stats more legendary than that. Okay, tough news for Sparks forward Cameron Brink. Suffered a torn ACL in her left knee. That's a brutal one right there if you've seen the video. Just always so tragic when it happens. And it was clear from the time that it did. Just gave out, you know, just trying to plant, going down the court. Reminds me of the old Baron Davis one, kind of. Climate protesters have sprayed orange paint on Stonehenge. Group of environmental protesters arrested in England. Don't know if you guys have seen that going viral here.
Yes.
Throughout the day. A couple of idiots.
Just seen the videos, but yes, they do seem like giant idiots. I'm glad they're being punished for this.
Just Stop Oil is the name of their cause that they were protesting for. I think you can get protests. You can get attention without having to attack historic sites. What do you think about the PGA Tour granting special sponsor exemption for Tiger Woods?
Love it.
Any and all events that he wants to be at.
Love it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, it's good for the sport. You need Tiger there, man.
Yeah, he's a needle mover.
And eight signature events, despite not playing enough tournaments to qualify, they have announced that he's good to go. It was granted due to Tiger's exceptional lifetime achievement and 80-plus career wins, 48 years old. I think he needs it, you know, but more than that, he needs to, like, I think, lock back into golf. And he's got the talent, you know, and some players do, where if you could get it dialed, as you saw him for like the first five or six holes of the U.S. Open before things started to fall apart, but maybe still too recently from that catastrophic injury. And then I love this other baseball story that they're going to use replay for balls and strikes coming up in AAA. I think what's going to happen here, guys, is it's going to become obvious that teams need a lot more challenges. You know, why do they need a lot more challenges? Because we're blowing calls consistently.
Very much so. This isn't
something that replay can fix, because it's an epidemic and one that's embarrassing that we've stood by for so long since we've had the technology to replace these guys.
Yeah, I like them trying all this stuff out. The pitch clock now has been fantastic. They're doing good stuff in AAA. Hopefully it makes its way to the major leagues.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
Gaining on ya. Gaining on ya. All right. Let's get into LA Live here on a hump day, butt naked Wednesday, right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke.
Fire up this funk.
Make you dance on everything. Everybody get high.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yes, it is. This is LA Live for Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Hold on, James. I'm sorry, James. You're great. You're good. I love you. Yeah, you're good for a party, man, but it's a different day. Happy Juneteenth. Yeah! Happy Juneteenth, y'all. Go out there and enjoy yourself a nice Juneteenth meal, if you will. Red things. Eat red things. Fruit salad, watermelon, strawberries, red velvet cake.
Ooh,
red velvet cake. Strawberry cheesecake.
Nice.
Yeah, the blood, you know, the red represents the blood of those that we lost in the slave trade. Crab legs. It's a good Juneteenth meal right there. Crab legs and shrimp, like a little seafood boil situation.
That's good with that.
Yeah. And the number one on the list is barbecue. That's a great Juneteenth meal, some barbecue. And you can wash it all down with some rum punch.
Yep. Wonderful.
Got to keep it red, man. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday here on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. By the way, I'm taking this day off next year for sure. I'm taking it off.
Yeah, when I pulled into the parking lot, the parking garage, I was like, why is there so many empty spots?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, yeah. It is a holiday. Actually are just not having to work today.
Mm-mm.
It's Independence Day.
Yeah, it sure is. Kinda, we're still working on it. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Steven Jackson. Happy Father's Day, Steven Jackson. He tells his partner, Matt Barnes, the story about him winning a championship in the DR.
Once you win a championship overseas, you're a god to them. I won a championship in Dominican Republic, 98, 99, and I still get texts and DMs from them asking me to come back. They carried me, Matt, from the arena to our little neighborhood, which is called Pueblo Nuevo, which is like 5 blocks from the arena. They carried me in my uniform from out the arena, 5 blocks down to my house.
That's
dog.
That's dope.
I'm just saying it to say overseas, they really appreciate the game and they fans are loyal. You win the championship for them, they love you forever.
I think they did that, Jack, texting you and shit still because they want you to come back and check on your kids you left over there.
Come on, bro.
I never been in denial. You know what I'm saying? I was 18, 19. I've never seen that many beautiful women. I might have one or two over there.
I gotta tell you, that's why they still DMing you and texting bad numbers. Like, man, this motherfucker had a kid here in 98. Ain't seen him since.
It's so pretty good.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. Pretty funny. I'm pretty sure it can happen too down there in the DR. Boy, man, you guys ever been to the DR?
No.
Special place to go, huh?
Yeah. I got a question for the Tolos right here on a Butt Naked Wednesday, Juneteenth holiday. What is something you thought was an absolute fact, but later found out it wasn't true? I'm asking this question in lieu of Kevin from the KMC Masterpiece. He just found out that George Washington's teeth were not wooden. Shout out to the Juneteenth holiday. They weren't wooden. They were somebody else's teeth. And then they probably got them taken out involuntarily.
I think in the theme of the day, that you know, the land of the free, I bought into all that stuff.
Boy.
You know.
It's a good game. Keep
the
it
whole
docile.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, keep you docile.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got this. I always thought that I could sprint faster with bare feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As a kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Fell blazing in the front yard.
Yeah. And the fast people always took off their shoes. They had them socks on, and the socks would get real long as they run. Be real fast.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's run it back.
Let me take the shoes off. Told you. Quicksand. I thought quicksand was real.
It's not
real?
Somebody, look, I'm just responding. I'm just posting this up here. I don't even know. Somebody said quicksand. I thought quicksand was an actual real thing.
I thought I just saw a story the other day about a lady walking on the beach and falling into some quicksand.
Yeah, and her husband was there or something like that.
Yeah, somebody had to save her.
I thought quicksand was real.
Okay, well, what is something that you thought was an absolute fact but later found out it just wasn't true? Let's see. I always thought Marilyn Manson was Paul from the Wonder Years.
Yes.
And he got one of his ribs removed.
Yeah, before the internet, things like that could live for over a decade.
It's crazy how fast it traveled, too. I heard that same thing. And I heard one about Little Kim as well, and she had to go to the emergency room to get a stomach pump. She was doing a whole lot of something.
Oh! Ooh.
Boy, that traveled fast with no internet.
Who was the, wasn't there a singer that I heard that about as well? Oh, you hear about the Richard Gere hamster back in the day?
Yeah.
That was a funny one.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's got to come from somewhere.
What's
for
up
real,
with
too?
The Richard Gere hamster?
Yeah, I want to know about Richard Gere.
Is
this
safe for work?
Man, that was.
Is it?
I mean, there was a South Park episode about it.
Sure was.
Damn, okay, I'll go watch that.
When I was a kid, I thought you could trust the government. I thought Downton Abbey was called Downtown Abbey.
Downtown Abbey.
I thought that you could see the Great Wall of China from space.
Yeah.
Turns out you can't.
Dang it, I heard that too.
Yeah, me too. I heard that
too.
The
whole we got to wait 30 minutes if we're getting in the pool thing. Unbelievable.
Ooh, yes. My parents would get me with that on vacation.
Yeah.
It's the most miserable 30 minutes.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, sure it was. Now, let's see here. When I was a kid, I thought the adults were the responsible and mature ones.
Yeah. They're good at holding
their mind.
They're not.
No. They're just not.
They're just not doing it in front of you.
What's going on out here with these adults?
They're all terrible people.
Hey, come on! It's an incredible win for the black family. Question for the Tolos. What is something you thought was an absolute fact, but later found out it wasn't true? When it says up to 1 to 3 pounds on a pack of diapers, it's not referring to how much it can hold. It's hilarious. This man said, I thought the Taliban was a country.
Yeah. I thought Colorado was a state.
Well, I thought Mexico was overseas.
The ice cream truck music plays. Oh, that ice cream truck music is crazy.
That was a good lie that we were reading yesterday, too. It's like if the ice cream truck music is playing, that means they're out of ice cream.
Yes.
So the kids don't run and actually want any ice cream.
Yeah, Dad would tell the kids, if the music's on, that means they're out. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can't get any
ice cream. How terrible is that?
What an awful father. I bet you got nothing for Father's Day. Didn't even get a text. Yeah, to call later at 6. Hey, where you been, man?
I mean, if the kids were smart enough, you go peek out the window. One of the neighbors is probably getting ice cream while the music is playing. And you're like, well, Dad, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but they're buying the last one, son.
Yeah,
they're out now. They're out now. You got to keep it going.
This is the final call.
What about, like, if you eat a watermelon pip, the black seeds, that a watermelon will grow in your stomach?
Yeah, I heard that, too. I was pretty nervous as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I think I ate one. Oh, my God.
I'm going to die.
I believed OJ did it. Now I know Nicole had a serial killer working around the house. That is a fact.
Well, that adds
there was
wrinkle.
A real-life serial killer.
But we've heard OJ confess.
Well, you know, and that's when he did this. Because I remember, he did that. And he put his arm down and,
that's where I forgot what happened.
We're going to edit this out, right?
Golly.
Yeah, OJ's wild. I just knew Ron Isley was singing the hook on UGK's One Day. Nope, that's not Ron Isley. Let's see what else we got right here. That crane flies don't actually eat mosquitoes.
Oh, they don't?
Now, I thought they did.
That's the only reason I let them get by.
That's right, yeah.
Somebody actually told me that the other day.
They got a great PR firm.
Damn.
They got a great PR firm here. Let's see what else we got. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I thought that was real.
I thought it was real too. Is it not?
It's not.
Gosh!
Apparently it's not real.
I'll sleep easier tonight.
Yeah.
It was based on true events.
Talking about some real based on true events. What is something you thought was an absolute fact but later found out it wasn't true? The definition of all in.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah. means different things.
Man, what a great con they got going. I feel like we're getting towards the end of it, guys.
I don't know.
It's the age of awareness. Mm-hmm. Cowboys fans are waking up in front of our very eyes.
Yeah.
And that all-in statement might have been the straw that broke it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Boy, that'd be awesome if it was.
Yeah, I think we're going to get to Oxnard. That thing's going to be as packed as it ever was.
Yeah, I don't think so, because they're going to be right back on it. As soon as that narcotic hits the streets, they're going to be right back on that cowboy blue.
Guilty. Let them start 2-0, dude.
Oh, baby! Oh! Super Bowl!
We didn't start the fire. What is something you thought was an absolute fact, but you later found out just wasn't true? That people floss every day until I saw those x-rays. That's from DC, the dentist. DC Price, the dentist that follows me on Facebook. He always posts something in the responses that relate to dentistry. It's amazing. He's always promoting. I love it.
So you can see that people don't floss in the x-rays?
I guess. Wow.
Probably all the buildup in between.
Ooh. What else we floss more?
Yeah, that's scary.
I think we all do, man.
Yeah, BS, Lucius. Quicksand is legit. I didn't say it. What? I didn't say it wasn't.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Jeez.
People get so...
People are... That's what I'm saying.
Triggered,
what,
man.
What my
triggered.
Man didn't say? I can't remember what he said. Oh, when I was a kid, I thought adults were responsible and mature. See, cream for now. Thought diabetes was okay. You're doing too much. Oh, no, not reading that one either. All right, what is something you thought was absolute fact, but later found out it just wasn't true? U.S. history and Texas history, as it is taught in schools, is all BS and propaganda.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. One-sided affair.
Yeah.
I guess the winners get to write it.
Dude, yeah, somebody, the winners do write history.
Somebody, if we call them winners.
True.
If we call them winners. This is real complicated. Can somebody Google the quicksand situation?
Yeah, I got it.
Like, what's it made out of?
Is it real or not? Because now some people saying it's not real, and people saying it is real.
Yes, it's real. First thing that comes up.
Come on, bro.
It's a mixture of waterlogged sand, silt, clay, and salt that can form when loose sand becomes saturated with water and is then suddenly agitated. The agitation can be caused by high tides, earthquakes, or upward flowing water from an artesian spring. When the water can't escape, the sand liquefies and loses its strength, making it unable to support weight.
There it is. Look, knowledge bomb. Because that would ruin so many movies for me if it just wasn't real.
It was a staple of a kid's cartoon back in the day. Every season had to involve quicksand one way or another.
Well, Never-Ending Story, that horse.
Oh, yeah. And Trail!
Man, that freaked me out, dude. I hated that scene.
And that big
so
old
sad.
Turtle with the allergies.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
Achoo. Now, what quicksand part are you talking about in a cartoon?
Oh, I don't know. Just any random cartoon
back
in the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They were always getting stuck.
Yeah, I get what you're saying here. Get what you're saying. Love that. Last one here. What is something you thought was an absolute fact, but later found out it just wasn't true? That if you work real hard, you can get whatever you want if you put your mind to it.
See? Man. Yeah. I think about that one a lot. You know, I have a 12-year-old and nearly a 3-year-old at this point. And how true is that? You can do anything you set your mind to, you know, if you really believe it and you work hard. I believe in quite a bit of it.
I want to believe
within
it.
Within reason.
I want to believe it.
Maybe 95%.
A lot of the stuff that I visualized and thought about, it came true.
Yeah.
That's why I said, man, I got to be aiming higher.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to aim higher, bro. Yeah. I was right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy your Juneteenth holiday, folks. Get you some barbecue today or something like that. Drink you something red, some red rum punch, and enjoy the day, all right? Holla.
There he
goes. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time.
Lucius Alexander with LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. When we return, it's time to check in with Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider. as the home team tries to get one from the Mets. Pregame coming up at 6:30. We're back with Sands here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.